Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I forgot to put my mic in front of my face. College football edition.
College football. It's back.
The first time that we're going to be talking college football in quite some time on this show, other than just here and there. We're going to break down the schedule of the first week of the college football season. We are less than a month away.
We got that Florida-Miami game in Orlando to open the season. Should be a good one down there. Former Glenn Academy quarterback, running back, whatever they need to be. DJ Dallas is going to be the feature back this year for the Canes, so could be a big year.
Is DJ Dallas an NFL talent?
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes, he'll play in the NFL. Probably be a pretty good player.
What position does DJ Dallas play in the NFL?
Running back. It's what he's playing right now.
I say cornerback.
He's bulked up too much to play corner.
We'll see.
Yeah, he could, you know, I think there's Miami's using him as running back, and that's probably what he's going to go in the league as a running back. We'll see how that plays out.
We'll go ahead and update our Twitter question of the week from last week so that we can put new Twitter questions up as we go. And so the Twitter question of the week last week, is there anyone in Major League Baseball in the American League other than the Astros that can beat the Yankees? And it's a very boring result, 50-50.
Who? The Indians? The Twins?
Maybe the Twins. I don't think the Indians can.
The Indians are they're making up ground every day on the Twins. They're only two games out.
So far in the Yankees-Red Sox series, the Red Sox are kicking their tail.
Ooh, it was 16 to well, I quit watching Thursday night. It was 16-3 when I quit watching. Look, a football score.
It was ugly, and they blew them out again last night.
They're making up ground. Red Sox finally waking up, it appears. They didn't make the butt hurt list this week, by the way.
Let's make that a Twitter question of the week. We'll have it up momentarily. Are the Red Sox a sleeping giant?
Yes, they are, because if they get hot, then all bets are off in the American League, because they can actually put – they're not afraid of the Yankees. The Red Sox aren't.
High school football, just a mere few weeks away. We've got some really good scrimmage games to take place. Got some good scrimmage games to take place. Kip's getting a phone call during the show. You might as well just take it, man.
Nah. I didn't know who it was.
Glenn Academy, Valdosta, Camden, and Ware. The Battle of the Boroughs, Swainsboro, Statesboro. Three just off the top of my head.
Good contest. Valdosta comes to Glenn for the scrimmage game. That's going to be a good one. And Ware and Camden, those are two teams that have high hopes for 2019. Valdosta and Glenn the same way. So be interesting to see what happens in those scrimmages.
Right now, knee-jerk reaction, who's better, Valdosta or Glenn?
Valdosta.
I say Glenn.
We'll see.
We'll see. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down the road from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland in St. Simon's drive-thru and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. Man, I got to make a comment. Today's my wife's birthday. I want to wish my wife a happy birthday. I love you, sweetheart. And also have my college fraternity reunion on St. Simon's Island. They told me to take time out of the fraternity schedule to come down here and beat you down over sports topics.
I see management did not let you off this one.
This morning, they actually, I was going to call in sick because I have all these sick days accumulated.
Mm-hmm.
And they convinced me to come down here because they like the way I beat you down on Saturdays.
Yeah, is that right?
So that's why I'm here today. I'm here to do my job.
Well, let me know when that starts happening.
It happens every week. For about, let's see, we have, what, three or four commercials? About 42, 45 minutes every week it happens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're also on Facebook Live, my Facebook, Kip's Facebook. Our Sound of the Week will be coming up soon. It's pretty good. We are the number one most listened to sports show in the entire state of Georgia. You can hear us in five different markets in the state, and that will soon be growing.
Yes, yes. Thank you, listeners. We're just, you know, we're glad that you tune into us on Saturday. And again, I'll try to take it easy on Jason. Now that we're getting towards football season, his deficiencies really show during that time of the year.
Here it comes.
They really show up that time of year, so I'll do my best to kind of offset that.
Prove to the listeners that yeah. I am ahead of the curve and forward-thinking, and I see things that the average fan doesn't see.
The deficiencies just, they rear their ugly head when football season comes.
Does Central Florida have a chance to win a national championship?
No. They don't. I'll go ahead and nip that in the bud before you spend 6 months trying to, you know, play that up on Saturdays.
The Atlanta Braves fans may be getting finally what we wanted, to finally put our eyes on the next big minor league prospect to come up. With the injury to Markakis, it looks like he's about to go on the IL, which will make a spot for us to finally get a look for the first time this season at Adam Duvall.
Nice. That was nice build up. Good stuff there, man. What's he bring to the table? Give me the scouting report on him.
190. That's what he brings.
So he's going to come up for 5 weeks and play.
Let's be honest. Let's tell the truth now. You got to give the devil his due. Adam Duvall is being called up because he's hot. He broke a minor league record down in Gwinnett for the most home runs in 1 month. So he's going to get the call. If Markakis ends up on the IL, Adam Duvall is going to end up in Atlanta, unless the Braves decide to call up an extra arm. Because remember, they're already one outfielder heavy with Inciarte on the roster.
You got Culberson that could play out there. You got, you know, it would be wise to bring up another arm, I think. You could make Charlie an everyday player till Markakis comes back, couldn't you? Or Camargo. These guys are everyday players. That, you know, if they were in any other city, they'd probably be starting every day.
Which would you rather do, call up an arm or call up Adam Duvall?
Call up an arm.
I'm going to put that on the Twitter questions of the week momentarily.
Let's bring an arm in. We got, man, you got good players on the bench that can play that spot. Unless you trade Inciarte at the deadline, then you may have to call somebody else up.
High school football season kicks off August the 24th?
3rd.
August the 23rd, Miami and Florida, the big game of that day.
That's in college football. You said high school, but college kicks off the 24th.
Well, that's what I said.
High school kicks off the
23rd. This is why I host the show.
Okay.
Miami and Florida. The Hurricanes and the Gators.
Big game in Orlando. They haven't played, I think, since, what, 2013? They should play every year.
Didn't you tell me a story once that Spurrier ducked the Hurricanes when he was at Florida?
Did I tell you that?
I think you did.
See, when did I tell you that?
I don't know. Somebody told me that.
Spurrier ducked. I have a hard time imagining Spurrier ducking anybody.
I think you told me that.
No, I don't. Let me tell you what Spurrier did do. That's to go 11-1 against my Georgia Bulldogs in his time in Gainesville. That's what he did.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the week in review.
And here we go. Odell Beckham considering retired when he got traded to the Browns. Why? Because it's the Browns. Harold Baines? Come on, Major League Baseball. Harold Baines? The most valuable sports franchise in the world, the Dallas Cowboys. By the way, the Knicks were third. Apparently, not winning makes you valuable. In the not-too-distant future, RoboCop will be behind the plate. Michael Jordan promised Zion Williamson that his shoe would not explode. Back to the future, Dwight Gooden is partying like it's 1985. Jalen Ramsey, your armored truck entrance was horrible. Stick to covering receivers. Adrian Peterson, classic case. More money, more problems. Russell Westbrook looks weird in a Rockets uniform, like a small little tamale. With the Markakis injury, it looks like Braves fans may finally get to see the outfielder they have all been clamoring for at the Major League level, Adam Duvall. The Gemini Man trailer looks like a Looper knockoff, and these are my thoughts.
Have you ever seen Looper?
Mm-mm.
My opinion, the best time travel movie ever made. Just you have to dismiss the rules. My brother's a big time travel rule person. But if you're willing to dismiss the rules of time travel and just enjoy Looper for what it is, the sheer entertainment value, it is the best time travel movie ever made.
Time travel. Sweet.
You've never seen Looper?
No.
Bruce Willis.
I mean, I like Bruce Willis, but I've not seen him in that movie.
Go to Blockbuster tonight and rent Looper.
Blockbuster. Are they still around?
I don't know. I just made that reference because I figured you were still stuck in the 1980s.
No, I got
you to walk right into that.
I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I watch a lot of stuff on that. I'll look it up and see if it's on there.
You'd have to order it. It's too popular for a movie to stream.
Okay.
You're going to have to order that one from the DVD list, my friend.
Okay. Looper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Atlanta Braves trade stuff. The San Francisco Giants have said they're going to hold on to Madison Bumgarner at least for now.
Until
they get closer to trade deadline, which I don't know how much closer we can get.
Monday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Braves have been heavily linked to Marcus Stroman in the starter market, but I don't think they're going to pull the trigger on a starter. I think they're going to hold off on that. I did read an article, which I thought was really interesting, about Madison Bumgarner. The Braves, in this article, it said the Braves were going to be really aggressive as far as getting bullpen help. They were going to shy away from the starter market unless the Giants put Madison Bumgarner back on the block, in which the Braves would pull Madison Bumgarner to Atlanta in a trade with the hopes of keeping him in Atlanta long term once his contract ends, which would be at the end of this season.
That could be big. That could be big. The Giants got, you're talking about a team that's going nowhere. I mean, they were like maybe in last place in that division for a lot of the season in the NL West, and they get hot, and now they've gone from last place to second place, and they're in the hunt for a wild card in the National League, and they go from trading one of the better starters in baseball to maybe holding on to everybody at the trading deadline because they got a chance to get in the playoffs now.
But let me ask you the question pertaining to that Giant team. How long can you keep up playing that pace? Because you've been so awful for the majority of the season that it's really taken an extraordinary stretch to get yourselves in contention. Can you keep playing at that level?
I know they've got to play the Dodgers. They're in the same division as the Dodgers. They'll probably still have to play them quite a few times between now and the end of the season. So the answer would be no, they can't keep up that pace. And probably they'll be revisiting trading him probably by mid-August, I would think.
Well, they can't trade him mid-August because there's no longer a waiver deadline. This is the only deadline now that exists in Major League Baseball. So it's either now or next season or the offseason. So you better make up your mind. You got, would you say, Monday at 4?
Monday at 4 p.m. is the trading deadline. It's officially closed at 4 p.m. on Monday.
Currently, the wild card rankings in the National League, you've got the Cubs with the number one seed of the wild card and the Nationals with the number two. They're actually tied for it. Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and San Francisco, as well as the Arizona Diamondbacks, all, in my opinion, within striking distance. Arizona 3.5 back. San Francisco's 2.5 back. Milwaukee and Philly are a game back.
And the Cubs are in the wild card hunt now because they don't lead their division anymore.
Nope, who does?
The St. Louis Cardinals, who have been red hot.
9-1 in their last 10.
Red hot over the last couple of weeks. And the Cubs have gone from being talked about as a World Series contender to what's wrong with Chicago? They're going to get busy at the deadline now to try to turn things around.
This is the danger in the National League, right?
Yeah.
Because I really feel like the Nationals are going to get a wild card. So if you end up in that wild card game where you've got that one game winner take all to move on to the playoffs and you're playing the Nationals, guess who's pitching against you?
The best pitcher probably in baseball.
Good luck.
Mr. Scherzer.
See you next season.
And the Nationals have a good lineup too, by the way. That's a team they make me nervous, the Nationals do, as a Braves fan.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Washington add a bat if they're capable. They need a little help with that offense. And you're right, it's an okay lineup, but it's not a great lineup or even really an above-average lineup. It's a good average lineup.
They could get one bat at the deadline. That makes them really, really
dangerous.
Yes, you don't want any part of them.
Nope.
Come playoff time.
Doesn't matter if you're the Braves or the Dodgers, you don't want to play them. Strasburg, Corbin, Scherzer.
Then you got Sanchez.
Yeah, you're number four.
So that's not a bad. That's a pretty good rotation right there.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, by Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
You know what's crazy, Kip?
What's that?
In the American League, this is how much better the American League is than the National League. All three division leaders in the American League are playing 600 baseball. In the National League, there's only one team that's over 600 at all.
I think there's more. No, I think overall National League is a better, deeper league.
I disagree.
There's a lot of good teams in the National League.
The National League's wild cards currently 534 respectively, right? The two wild cards mm-hmm. you're looking at. So everybody that's in the National League wild card hunt's right around 500. In the American League wild card, Cleveland holds the number one spot. They're 19 games over 500. Tampa holds the number two spot. They're 12 games over 500.
Those are good teams. But you got, I guess, the parity in the National League. There's a lot of teams that aren't bad. There's some bad teams in the American League, like the Tigers and the Orioles. And in the National League, you have one team that I consider bad. That's the Marlins.
Seattle is almost 20 games under 500. Yep. Kansas City is more than 20. Toronto's more than 20. Toronto's almost 30. Baltimore's over 30 games. This is under 500. Yep. And Detroit is almost 40 games under 500.
Tigers are bad. They are really bad. And they got other issues coming up as well. So they're not good. Orioles are horrible. And so the Royals, they come in and took two games from the Braves this week. I mean, they came in. Those are when the Royals came in. I went ahead and chalked up two victories for the Braves, but they got swept in that little mini series.
Detroit has a very legitimate chance of nosing out the Baltimore Orioles for the worst record in baseball.
That's bad.
Wow.
People were saying before the season the Orioles could lose 120 games.
Two biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football season is creeping in, and there will be some big-time scrimmages to take place before the season kicks off. We're in Camden will put the pads on for the first time in the swamp in Waycross. Valdosta will trek over to Brunswick to take on Glenn Academy between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium. And the Battle of the Boroughs between Statesboro and Swainsboro in Statesboro. Finally, high school football. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
Yep. And now the segment of the show where Kip Branch makes it the Kip Branch Show. But before we get into it, let's do our little stuff. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can find all of our questions of the week on our Twitter poll. Go to Twitter, Bishop_show. You can stream the show on demand 24/7, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're on Facebook Live. Also, we got to get to our sound of the week. Don't let me forget that, Kip. And five markets in the state of Georgia hear this show, and we're the most listened to sports show in the state of Georgia. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nats Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardware.com, 912-267-7992.
And now, Kip's famous segment that has become very popular on the show, Kip's Butthurt segment.
The Butthurt list. Number five this week, Jason, the Chicago Cubs. They've led that division since opening day? They've been on top of that division.
Well, the Brewers were there briefly.
Brewers are five games over 500, but the Cubs now have fallen into second place in the National League Central behind who? The team they hate the most, the St. Louis Cardinals. Mm. And the Cubs, once thought as World Series contenders, are now in the thick of the race of the wild card.
Will the Cubs beat the Nationals in a wild card game?
No. Not with Max Scherzer pitching.
Agreed.
Not happening. Number four on the Butthurt list this week, Jason. And we talked about this on the way down here today. The New York Mets. One of the best starting rotations in baseball. They're 12 and a half games out in the NL East, and they're not going anywhere fast. Why can't this team win?
I've got no answer for that, because at the very minimum, when you've got Noah Syndergaard and Jacob DeGrom in your rotation, you should be contending for at least a wild card spot every year.
They're 12 and a half games out, and they just don't look good right now. And I can't figure it out. They're one of, you talk about these teams that are valuable. The Mets are one of the most valuable franchises in professional sports, but yet they can't win. I don't get it. Number three this week, NFL training camps opened up. And as always, the drama surrounding the Dallas Cowboys. Zeke's a no-show, and if Zeke isn't there, Zeke's missed time in all of his seasons so far that he's been a Cowboy. He's trying to renegotiate his deal, no-show at training camp. If the Cowboys don't have Zeke, they're not going anywhere. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys. There's always drama surrounding the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, they are the most valuable franchise in sports. We saw that come out this week.
In the world.
Worth $5 billion. That's what they're worth. But yet, Zeke is not showing up to training camp because the Cowboys don't want to pay him what he's worth. I guess that's why you're the most valuable franchise in the world. You don't pay your players what they're worth. Number two on the Butthurt list this week, Jason, the Minnesota Twins. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
The Cleveland Indians are reeling them in like a like a fish out there in the ocean. They're just reeling them in right now. That lead's gone from 10, 11 games. It's down to 2. The Twins are looking over their shoulders every day. They're the fastest team in the history of baseball to hit 200 home runs in a season. But yet, they're trying to hold on for dear life against the Cleveland Indians. I think the Twins are going to be a regular on the butthurt list coming up in the next few weeks.
Remember, a month ago, everyone thought Cleveland was going to be unloading at the trading deadline.
They're not.
No.
No, they're not. They're about to take over. They're in the process of taking over the AL Central, and it won't be long. And number one this week, Jason, the Detroit Tigers. Let me tell you why. They're the worst team in baseball.
That's enough.
That's enough. But yet this week they get slapped in court with a discrimination lawsuit.
Perfect.
Perfect. Charging racism and things like that in the clubhouse and things like that. So on top of being the worst team in baseball, you get slapped with a discrimination lawsuit, and it could things get any worse for the Detroit Tigers?
That's really surprising because Detroit doesn't have the reputation of being a racist city.
Well, you got to read the contents of that lawsuit. Had a employee who was black and a former pitching coach for the Tigers who was fired not long after that, called him a derogatory term. Something similar to what Howard Cosell said back in the 1980s that got him kicked off ABC. So Tigers are in a boatload of trouble right now. And they're number one on the butthurt list this week, the Detroit Tigers.
All right, so what I want to do right now is I want to play the sound of the week for our audience, which, of course, if you haven't heard this, you definitely should hear it. This is Le'Veon Bell telling you what he should be doing with his free time.
Hey, real bro, I'm tired of social media. I'm tired of everybody telling me I'll let you're not focused. You only want to make music. He want to play basketball. He do everything besides play football. And let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. Everybody talking that. I know y'all got a favorite person, a favorite athlete, your mom, your dad, whoever y'all do. So if somebody work at Target, do you think when they work from day 9 to 5, they go home and all they doing is worry about putting on the shelves? They trying to worry about what serial number's coming up? No. You think Bron is waking up? Oh, he ain't having no Taco Tuesdays. Bron don't have Taco Tuesdays. Y'all think he's just whooping all day? So y'all think it's legitimate for me to just, oh yeah, I ain't supposed to be in this airport on the escalator. I'm supposed to be running up the steps, huh? Working out, getting up these damn steps, huh? That's crazy. So guess what I'm gonna do for y'all? Just for y'all, I'm gonna give y'all this one time. Run down these damn steps. Look, I'm running down the escalator. That's what I like. I like this. What y'all want him to do too. This is what I got to do too. He a normal civilian running down the escalator. I'm guessing that's what I got to do. The normal civilian, y'all just running, working out, not eating, not doing.
Wow.
Okay, so listen, we'll do a little abbreviated answer.
That's good. That's some funny stuff, actually. Taco Tuesday.
He literally starts running down the stairs.
Getting
his workout in at the elevator while he's posting this to Instagram.
Getting his workout. Hey, I guess people think he's just supposed to do football-related stuff 24 hours a day, right? LeBron, is he not supposed to have a life outside of football? I mean, that's what he's kind of railing against, right?
I learned something very important.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
So I got buried by my own clock on the previous segment. What I was going to say before the clock cut me off is I was going to tell you that in the Le'Veon Bell rant, I actually learned something that I did not know. And what that one thing was is that LeBron James likes Taco Tuesdays.
Back here on the Bishop Media Sports Network, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Kind of redundant there. I did a redundancy. The Department of Redundancy, Redundant Department. Anyway, on the line with us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Dr. Sasser, Kevin Gossman, he was on the injured list for around 40 days with an injury. Tell me if I'm pronouncing this right. Plantar fasciitis?
Close. Very, very close. Commendable.
Okay.
But not completely correct. It's plantar fasciitis.
Ah.
So close.
Yes. We'll count it anyway.
Right. I'll give you the win.
Okay. What is plantar fasciitis?
So plantar fasciitis is basically a strain of a ligament in the foot. You have a ligament on the bottom of your foot that extends from the base of your heel and goes all the way out to your toes and spreads out. And it helps give your foot arch support and distribute stress when you walk and run and jump and do all those other things.
Again, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. He was out about 40 days with that injury. Is that about right for the recoup time for something like that?
It is, and actually, that's pretty good for, you know, an athlete of his you know level. For any of us that have plantar fasciitis, and I've had it firsthand, it can be very debilitating, and it can last a while.
So I'm assuming that for a Major League Baseball pitcher that relies a lot on leverage and getting on top of a baseball, therefore you know you're coming down on your feet and pushing off of your feet to get leverage, that's kind of a big deal, I would assume, just from the thinking about the dynamics of pitching.
Right, and pitching downhill, down the mound, and you know, landing on that foot, and then basically traveling over that foot, kind of during that whole pitching mechanism, throwing motion. Definitely.
The interesting thing is Gausman, before he went on the IL, he was struggling. He had an ERA up over 6, I believe it was, before he went on the injured list with this injury. Is this an injury that he could have had and just decided to pitch through? Because you're not the first person that's told me that they've dealt with this and that it is excruciating. It doesn't seem to me, from what the little bit that I know, of course you're the professional, that it would be an injury that you could really pitch through.
Right, and I would think, you know, it might be one of those type injuries where you think you're pitching through it, you think you're kind of working through it, but as long as there's a little ache there, he might have been stepping wrong. He talked about during those 40 days off, you know, he worked with the coaches, and during his rehab stint, and they really worked on his form. He thought his stride was a little too long, a couple of other things. And so those might have been more compensatory type moves that he was putting into his pitching in order to kind of compensate for that pain, which then affected his pitching.
And it's an injury that he can pretty well recoup from without having to have surgery, just rest, right?
Yes. It's a lot of conservative rest, stretching, ice. We usually don't use heat as much for this type of injury. It works well with ice. For anybody out there that has it, one of my favorite things to do with patients was tell them, get their, you know, favorite soda bottle or Gatorade bottle, plastic bottle, fill it full of water and put it in the freezer and roll it under your foot. And that actually acts like it gives you the effect of the cold, the ice, but also works on stretching and massaging the undersurface of your heel, which is very good treatment.
A lot of injuries with professional athletes tend to be chronic. Is this something that he might have to deal with later on that could just pop up on its own, or is once it's healed and done, you just move on?
Yeah, pretty much healed and done, you probably move on. I mean, of course, you know, one of the mainstays with any treatment is treatment itself, therapy, and of course those trainers are going to be all over that. So they'll probably continue to have him on a stretching protocol just to make sure there's no flare-ups down the road.
Again, here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, joining us is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. I'm assuming that by his – of course, he came off the injured list on Sunday, pitched well. I'm assuming you and your medical professional opinion that how well he pitched on Sunday pretty much looks like that he has recovered fully from that injury.
Right, I would think so. I mean, he pitched great and to go that deep and looked like he was going to even go further on. I would be interested. I'll definitely be interested in seeing his next outing. Or just, you know, see if there's any sequela from being out there that long. I don't know if there's any problem with, you know, taking him all the way to the seventh or anything. But I think that'll be a good telltale if, you know, the next time he comes out, he also does fine. I think by that time you can say without a doubt that he's past this.
Is there a possibility that after he pitches 7 innings that even if he's fine by his next start that he's going to deal with some pain and some discomfort for a day or two after every start?
I would think so, definitely. He'll probably still have some some soreness in this. And, you know, there is also the use in a lot of folks of using heel wedges or orthotics, which give you a little bit more cushioning. I know in a lot of my running athletes, soccer players especially, they don't really like things in their cleats. So he might be utilizing something like that to decrease the soreness, or he might, you know, not like it at all.
All right. Dr. Sasser, once again, thank you for your time. Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, joining us and making me smarter, talking about the plantar fasciitis?
Plantar fasciitis, yes.
Thanks, Dr. Sasser.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
I did get smarter.
Yeah, learned a little bit. Those were some painful injuries, by the way. I had it one time. It's not good. It takes a while to get over.
Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football season is creeping in, and there will be some big-time scrimmages to take place before the season kicks off. Weir and Camden will put the pads on for the first time in the swamp in Waycross. Valdosta will trek over to Brunswick to take on Glenn Academy between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium, and the Battle of the Boroughs between Statesboro and Swainsboro in Statesboro. Finally, high school football. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
We're about to jump right into our college football segment. But before we do that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they have you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
There's a sale going on right now at Cunningham Jewelers. 10 to 50% off the whole store, July 29th through August 2nd. If you're thinking about getting engaged, guys, listen to this. The band is free with the engagement ring.
Nice. Really nice.
I mean, you can't beat that.
Really nice.
All right, college football pick'em. We're not even really going to do pick'em, but we'll talk about some of these games. We mentioned Miami and Florida. You know what? Let's go ahead and get that last sponsor out of the way.
All right.
All right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show, this part of it anyway, is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are also dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John, Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau. Give them a call at 912-265-9175.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you who's going to win these games in the first week of the college football season. I made my picks literally in 15 seconds because that's how good I am at picking games.
You suck at picking games. Let's just not sugarcoat it.
Miami versus Florida in the first game of the year. That will be August the 24th. I believe that's a Thursday game, if I'm not mistaken, or a Wednesday game.
I think it's a Saturday game because it's 24th. High school football opens on Friday the 23rd. So that is a 24th is a Saturday.
Okay, so it's not a Wednesday or Thursday game. So Miami and Florida, I'll take the Gators.
I'll take the Gators, too. I think Miami, first-year head coach, after what's going on down there, got some good players, but they don't have the depth that a Florida has.
If you're thinking about placing bets on these games, you need to pay attention right now to these picks. UCLA at Cincinnati, I'll take Cincinnati.
Man, I just don't know about Chip Kelly at UCLA. If he doesn't do good this year, he's probably going to get fired. So UCLA at Cincinnati. I'll go to Bearcats as well. I'm just not sold on Chip Kelly.
Georgia Tech at Clemson.
I'll take Clemson by however many they want. Whatever, they can pick a score. And what a Tech is in transition. New coach comes in, Coach Collins, with a new pro-style system. But the problem is he's only had one recruiting class, and Paul Johnson left him a bunch of high school option players.
Utah at BYU, I'll take Utah.
I'll take BYU. That's a rivalry game. I'll take BYU.
Wisconsin at South Florida, take the Bulls.
No. I'll take Wisconsin.
No. Georgia State at Tennessee.
That's a good one.
Georgia State's a good program. Tennessee's still
rebuilding. They've been trying to get there.
They've been on the rise for the last three seasons.
Where are they playing at? Knoxville?
They're in Knoxville.
I'll take Tennessee.
Duke at Alabama.
Alabama.
Careful, that's a neutral site game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
They could play on the top of this radio station right here. It wouldn't matter.
Virginia Tech at Boston College. I'll take the Hokies.
That's going to be a good game, too. I'll take the Hokies. I like what they're building there.
Boise State at Florida State. The end of the Willie Taggart era begins. Boise State knocks off the Seminoles in the opener.
They're playing in Jacksonville, too. No, I'll take Florida State.
Georgia at Vandy. This will be a name your score game.
Yeah, Vandy's starting a freshman quarterback from what I hear in Georgia. This could be a special year in Athens. I'll take Georgia big.
Oregon and Auburn in Dallas.
That's going to be a good game.
I'll take the Ducks.
I'm leaning towards the Ducks too, but as of today, without knowing who Auburn's quarterback's going to be, I'll take the Ducks as well.
Georgia Southern at LSU in Death Valley.
I'll take LSU by 40.
Virginia at Pitt. If you care to watch that game, I'll take Pitt.
Virginia at Pitt. Actually, Virginia's doing good stuff. I'll take Virginia.
You also have a former Brunswick High receiver at Virginia.
Sean Smith is good. He goes by Heskin Smith, which is his given name, but he's a DB now at Virginia.
Fresno State at USC.
I want to call upset alert on this one, but I think USC will circle the wagons and get them.
I'll take USC. Here's a big one. Houston at Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. That's not a big one. That's going to be a beatdown.
Houston's a good team.
No, they're not.
Oklahoma wins, and on Monday, Notre Dame at Louisville. I think Notre Dame can pick their score here.
Yeah, Louisville's struggling. I think Notre Dame, I don't want Notre Dame to stumble before they come to Athens on September 21st.
So you think there's a possibility in an upset for USC?
Fresno's a good team, good program, and those are the kind of teams out west now. Them California teams, they circle the wagons when they play teams like UCLA and USC.
This is what I want to say about the Auburn game. If Auburn loses, they're going to have 7-5, 8-4 a year. That's what they're going to do. If they beat that Oregon team, go ahead and put them in the mix for the SEC West Championship, because that's what they do. If they win that game one against Oregon, Auburn's going to be in the mix at the end of the year.
We know Auburn's going to be good on defense. Okay, we just don't know who the quarterback is. Is it going to be Bo Nix or the Gatewood kid out of Jacksonville? Freshman Bo Nix coming in from highly recruited guy from the state of Alabama. Who is going to be their quarterback?
When Florida State loses to Boise State, will Willie Taggart survive to week two?
Well, he's going to survive because they're not going to lose that football game.
Yes, they will.
No, not in Jacksonville.
How many can Georgia Tech keep the game against Clemson close with a new coach and a new strategy?
No. No, they're not going to keep that game close.
Can Wisconsin keep up with South Florida's speed in game one of the season?
Can South Florida stand up to downhill football? There's a question that's got to be asked in that game.
How good is Virginia Tech? We'll find out against Boston College, or is Boston College going to do the same thing that they typically do and be a dark horse and be in the mix?
They're probably going to be a dark horse and be in the mix, but I like Virginia Tech. I like where they're going with that program. They're on the way back.
How many points does Georgia Southern score in Death Valley?
17. 42-17 kind of game.
You said they win by 40.
That's going to be like, it's a blowout, whatever.
See,
this is
what you have to deal with.
42-17, 49-17.
Changes it as he feels.
Just a blowout.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. For mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.